Welcome to the Awakening Podcast. I'm your host, Eddie Hyatt. So glad you joined us. We are continuing our very exciting study in Paul's letter to the believers in Colossae, which he wrote around the year AD 60 from Rome while he was under house arrest awaiting trial. You can read about his circumstances in the last chapter of the book of Acts. The last verses of the last chapter of the book of Acts tells his situation when he wrote this letter along with the other prison epistles, as they are called, which are Philippians and Ephesians and Philemon. They round out the four along with Colossae. Now, today we are at day 21 as we work our way through this letter, and we are going to be reading Colossians chapter 2, verses 5 and 6. And Paul says, "Now this I say, lest anyone should deceive you with persuasive words. For though I am absent in the flesh, yet I am with you in spirit, rejoicing to see your good order and the steadfastness of your faith in Christ. As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him." Now, Paul is obviously concerned that they not be led astray, that they not be duped and deceived. For he says here in verse 5, "Now this I say, lest anyone should deceive you." So Paul is obviously concerned for the Colossian believers that they not be led astray and away from their devotion to Jesus Christ. Such deception could come through false teachers and their, what Paul calls, their persuasive words, or as the NIV says, fine-sounding arguments. Oh, my friend, do not be swayed by fine-sounding, high-sounding arguments of anyone and any message that would lead you away from a pure devotion to Jesus Christ. In Paul's letter to the Corinthians, 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3, he expresses a similar concern for the believers in Corinth when he says, "But I fear, lest as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your minds may be corrupted from the simplicity and purity that is in Christ." Who were the deceivers in Colossae? Well, no doubt one group of false teachers that Paul has in mind are the Judaizers. The Judaizers seemed to follow Paul everywhere he went, spreading falsehood and causing confusion among the new believers. The Judaizers were Orthodox Jews who had accepted Jesus as their Messiah. However, they insisted that to be fully saved and accepted by God, one must also be committed to keeping the Jewish laws and customs. Now let me just say this, this is exactly like some churches today. And I will just mention one that this is very clearly their position, is the Roman Catholic Church. Thank God for, I've been friends with some truly born-again Catholic believers who love Jesus. But the Catholic Church itself, they officially will accept that there are Christians outside the Catholic Church, but they call them separated brethren. And if they want to be fully saved and to enjoy all the benefits of being a Christian, you have to be a part of the Roman Catholic Church and under the authority of Rome and under the authority of the Pope. Now, this is very similar to the Judaizers. They accepted those Gentiles who were accepting Christ, but then they came around and insisted, unless you are circumcised and unless you begin to keep all of the Jewish traditions and the festivals and the feast and all the customs, then you really are not fully saved, not fully accepted with God. This is this is speculation on my part, but the Judaizers may well have been Paul's thorn in the flesh, because it is obvious from his letters that they caused problems in practically every church he founded. In his letter to the Galatians, for example, he tells about Peter's visit to Galatia. Now listen to this. This is important. Peter, now Galatia, this was in Antioch. Peter freely fellowship with Gentile believers in Christ there in Antioch, which was a Gentile city and primarily a Gentile church. He did so until some Judaizers came down from Jerusalem. And at that point, Peter separated from the Gentile believers and would no longer have fellowship with them. Paul was incensed with Peter's decision, with his vacillation, and rebuked him publicly for waffling on the issue of the full acceptance of Gentile believers who had put their faith in Jesus Christ. Peter obviously accepted the rebuke and repented, for in 2 Peter 3:15, in a letter that he wrote, he referred to Paul as our dear brother Paul. Wow. So who are the Judaizers today? Well, Judaizers can come in various forms and expressions, but their underlying message remains the same, and that is that faith in Christ is good, but not enough. The notion is that if you want to be accepted fully by God and partake in the fullness of His blessing, you must adopt their doctrine. You must join their organization. You must institute their program. You must practice their discipline, or whatever it may be that in their thinking rounds you out and completes your Christian walk and experience. Well, Paul's answer to the Judaizers, which held true then and remains true today, is that the believer in Christ continues in the same way that he or she began. That is in Christ. That's what he said. Let's read that again. As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in Him. Wow. The believer in Christ continues in the same way that he or she began, that is in Christ. In other words, we do not begin with faith in Jesus and then look for another path to take us on to completion. No, we continue our Christian walk the way we started. We get up in the morning and we put our faith in Jesus Christ. We acknowledge Him as our Savior and as our Lord. We fix our eyes upon Him. We listen to the direction and the promptings of His Holy Spirit. And we live in and walk according to the revelation that we have of Jesus Christ. We continually trust in what He did on the cross for us and what He is doing now in us by the Holy Spirit. So that is how that we walk in Christ. As we receive Christ, so we walk in Him day by day. Or as the writer of Hebrews said, that we run this race. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. And I would like to close with that by reading that, because it is such a powerful expression of what we are talking about right now. And Paul says in Hebrews chapter 12, now I'm reading from the NIV, verses 1 and 2. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. Or as the King James says, He is the one, the author and the finisher of our faith. He is the one that began our faith. He is the one that will finish it. And He is the one we must keep our eyes on all the way in between. God bless you. This is Eddie Hyatt. Let me encourage you. You started out by trusting fully in Jesus. Now you just keep walking every day, trusting fully in Him, and you will see God do amazing things in your life. Oh, yes, you will. He is faithful. Check out my website, eddiehyatt.com. My email is there. I welcome you to send me an email. Let me know if these are being a blessing to you. Check out the bookstore on my website. Also, the books, my books are on Amazon. If you'd like a copy of the devotional we are using for these episodes, Complete in Christ, it's available there. And I look forward to seeing you tomorrow for another episode of the Awakening Podcast.